Welcome to another edition of Cannabis Sports Medicine. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us today, we have Riley Cote, who spent 8 years with the Philadelphia Flyers in the National Hockey League, and he's joining us today to talk about a new organization that he is the co-founder of. So, Riley, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, we're really excited about this organization that you started. It's called Athletes for Care, and we've talked to professional football players in the past on this program that are seeking medical marijuana access for athletes. You're our first National Hockey League player. Tell us about this organization and how you got it formed.
Yeah, so Athletes for Care is, you know, simply a platform for not specifically pro athletes, but all athletes, including veterans, and really kind of extends to all people, but using our platforms as athletes is to create a platform for these people to help manage physical pain, acute pain, which you know, a lot of these athletes suffer from during or post career, as well as mental health issues, addiction issues, and just helping them get back on their feet physically and mentally. So not exclusively cannabis and hemp oriented. We also, you know, dip into nutritional healing, other botanical healing, yoga, meditation. So it's more of a alternative healing platform, but really kind of, you know, focusing on the hemp and cannabis, cause since it obviously helps so quickly and so obviously. So, you know, introducing them to that if they haven't been introduced to that before, helping with dosing, seeking them, you know, depending on what state and where they're living, helping with that whole spiel, as well as, you know, a lot of these guys suffer from an identity crisis once they retire. Is they really don't know who they are anymore because they were always just a name, a part of a team, and that was their identity their whole lives. That, you know, giving these guys some purpose. You know, I think cannabis is the perfect connector for this, simply because it helps, obviously, your own pain, helps you manage your own symptoms and conditions, but also it's gives you the ability to help other people. And cannabis is special that way, where, you know what I mean, I think people can use their platform, pro sports or whatnot, to, you know, to help other people, and, you know, use your platform to stand your ground and preach your position on this, all this stuff. So I think a lot of these guys lack identity. It helps with purpose, but also on top of all that is gives these guys investment opportunities, job opportunities, speaking engagements, and that whole thing. Because obviously with the emerging cannabis and hemp space, a ton of opportunity, but again, like I said, the connection with cannabis is something special about it, where it's a healing plant. I mean, it's special that way. So I think, you know, all in all, it's just an opportunity for guys to help, a resource to help guys heal, but also to help others get involved in the space in whatever capacity they desire.
Riley, how did you become aware of the medical benefits of cannabis? Had this been something that was a part of you or your family's life in any way?
It was certainly part of my life. I had been introduced to cannabis at a young age, 15, obviously. Didn't really understand it at all back then. It was a recreational thing. It ended up being around a lot of times when you're drinking and partying as a young teenager. But as I got a little bit older, as I turned pro and started playing pro hockey, I started to really get to understand the therapeutic properties of cannabis. And I started, you know, consuming it without alcohol and other substances. So I, you know, I think I removed the fog and started to understand the plant a little bit more that way. So I've, you know, I used cannabis regularly through my whole career. So I've always done, you know, always an advocate for it and always believed in it deep down in my soul. It's just one of those things. It's like, you know, when societies, mainly all societies, thinking one way and I'm thinking the other way. I thought it was a little bit crazy at times, like, you know, your soul is kind of speaking to you. This is helping you, but, you know, the law said otherwise, and, you know, science said otherwise, which is total crock of crap in my opinion, but nonetheless I stuck with it and believed in it and, you know, continued to use it. So I've always had a pretty good understanding of, you know, the healing side of it, therapeutic side of it, but it wasn't until I really understood the nutritional profile of the hemp seed is when I really started to understand the cannabis and the cannabis plant in its entirety, and, you know, learning about the building materials and the, you know, textiles, the food source, and understanding the CBD specifically. So I really started becoming really passionate about the plants, and actually in 2011 when I retired, I started my own 501c3 called the Hemp Heals Foundation. So that was my own, you know, project that I, you know, started to, you know, educate people and kind of create awareness in Pennsylvania and try and help, you know, move legislation forward, which we've successfully done since, 2011. But, you know, on the sports side of things is when I really got passionate about integrating cannabis and hemp sports as a recovery tool. So myself and a few others, including Evan Britton, Nate Jackson, and Jake Plummer, and these guys, join forces and, you know, trying to create a national platform to, again, use our athletic backgrounds to help raise this message above and beyond where it is currently. You know, I think if athletes promote something in a positive way, people seem to resonate a little bit, you know, closer with these things. So, again, cannabis is a positive thing. We just need to take it out of this, you know, this dark underground light and bring it to light. And I think that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. You know, it's, you know, CBD and THC as a recovery tool is, again, it's work versus recovery. We're trying to relax the body. We're trying to manage pain. We're trying to lower anxieties, lower stressors, and trying to promote sleep. You know, all these things are part of the recovery process. So cannabis is the perfect tool. It's just you know, a lot of education that needs to be done. And on top of all that, it's physical sports, is the neuroprotecting properties of CBD and other cannabinoids. So there's all these different areas we can, you know, we can attack this thing from a sports perspective, but it's not to say that these exact things that athletes go through that regular average people don't go through. It's all pain. It's all anxiety. It's all depression. It's all managing sleep. So it's just a little bit more acute with athletes. So we just really decided to come together and create an all sports national platform to, again, create awareness, but you know, to show that you know, cannabis is a positive thing. It's part of, you know, alternative healing world, and really is a huge tool that we're, you know, some of us are using, but a lot of people aren't. And, you know, they're funneled down these poisonous paths of highly addictive opiates and, you know, muscle relaxers, anti-inflammatories, and sleep aids that, you know, create dependency and ultimately some other issues down the road. So, you know, we want to keep our guys clean and healthy-minded and spirited, and, you know, cannabis is the perfect tool for that.
You played hockey in the National Hockey League, which is kind of notable because it's the only pro sports league in America that's not testing for cannabinoids as part of its substance abuse program or its drug testing regime. Is hockey more amenable to the idea of medical cannabis, do you think, than, say, the NFL or these other sports leagues?
I'm not sure of that, to tell you the truth. I didn't even know they didn't test, because, you know, as far as I can remember, when I played, I got tested 3 times a year. But what I do know about the testing is it's very, very, they like to turn a blind eye to THC, from what I understand, because I would test it positive every time. So would half of my teammates. Yeah. There was a couple different tests. There was A, B, and C. A was performance enhancing drugs. Get tested positive for any of those, obviously, you know, steroids, any sort of, you know, methamphetamine or anything that, you know, clearly improves performance is a performance enhancing drug. 25-game suspension, no pay, and it becomes public. The second test is street drugs, cocaine, ecstasy, THC, and whatever else in there. You don't lose pay. It's 30 days in the substance abuse program and does not become public. I don't know anybody that's ever been tested strictly for tested positive for THC that got thrown in the substance abuse program. There's always guys that tested positive for higher amounts of cocaine or ecstasy or whatever else, and then they also tested positive for THC. They were thrown in the substance abuse program, not because of the THC, but just in addition to. And the third one is the placebo. They don't test it. So you have, you know, 1 in 3 chances of not getting tested at all, 1 in 3 chances of getting tested for street drugs, and 1 in 3 chances of getting tested for performance-enhancing drugs. But like I said, I don't know anybody that's been put in the program for strictly THC. So I think it's one of those things they just turn a blind eye to.
Gotcha.
But they might have changed that since I retired. I thought they still tested for it, but you know, I could be wrong. You might be right on that. But I know when I played, I got tested 3 times a year every year that I played. So, you know, I think compared to football and the rest of the sports, it's definitely softer. But I don't think that their stance is any stronger than, you know what I mean. I don't think that the NHL stance is like pro cannabis. I just think they. They kind of just like, you know, let it hide in the weeds a little bit, no pun intended. And, you know, where NFL is like literally going after guys. I think it's an 80 nanogram limit or whatever it is. And they're popping guys left and right. So I think, you know, NHL is kind of just like, let's guys do their thing as long as it's within reason.
Well, Riley, let's tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Athletes for Care and learn more or donate or volunteer to help the organization.
Absolutely, yeah. It's athletesforcare.org, and, you know, it's a recently established 501c3, and we got a ton of, you know, former athletes involved already, UFC fighters, NFL players, hockey players, and to women snowboarders, and triathlon athletes, and all that good stuff. So you can go online and learn more about that. We're going to be implementing a few different programs here in the very near future, and we do a ton of different cannabis events. We have sports panels where we're talking about, all the stuff we're talking about here is cannabis as a recovery tool, but also as a neuroprotectant and helping with concussions and CTE. So we're trying to get across the, across the map here in the next year and really kind of nailing down a foundation. But for the time being, there's an opportunity to check out online, athletesforcare.com or athletesforcare.org, and learn more about us. It's just, it's fresh. There's been a bunch of different groups that are kind of quietly and done their own, sports groups specifically to their sport. But I think this is kind of broadens it. They're not exclusively just football players or UFC or just hockey. It's under one umbrella. The veterans are in there. They're all the ultimate athlete. Everyone needs this medicine. It's not exclusive to athletes, but that's the platform we're taking here. So it's, again, it's education. It's kind of, changing the way people perceive this plant, and it's a tool. It just needs to be looked at like one. You got to take it out of the darkness, bring it to light, and just talk about its positivity.
Riley Cote with Athletes for Care. Check them out at athletesforcare.org to learn more about the organization. Riley, thanks so much for spreading the news and joining us on the program today.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.